From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has left for a trip to Asia, with security expected to be a major focus of his visit. The president left Washington just about 2 hours ago for his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. He will visit Vietnam and Japan, and White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. Asia expert Brian Harding says that security will be high on the president's agenda when he visits Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City.
Top of the agenda for President Obama will be security issues, human rights, and trade. I think all eyes, though, will be on whether the United States lifts its policy of an embargo of lethal weapons sales to Vietnam during this trip.
During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat, shortly before Japan surrendered to the United States to end World War II. The president will be the first U.S. head of state to visit that site. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea with 66 people on board Thursday. The latest information offers clues, but no answers to what might have happened, while search crews continue scouring for wreckage. Egypt's military released pictures of some wreckage, including a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris showing the Egypt Air name. The plane, an A320, disappeared from radar on Thursday. This is VOA News. Finance leaders of the Group of Seven richest nations are grappling with the task of spurring economic growth when consumers around the world are holding on to their money for various reasons. The fiscally conservative ways of consumers have led to a worldwide economic dilemma, a lack of demand for goods and services. Japan's finance minister, that is, Teru Aso, is urging G7 nations to refrain from certain practices to generate economic growth. He says that all G7 nations have emphasized the importance of avoiding competitive devaluation of currencies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has urged governments and businesses to use whatever policy levers are available to them to spur growth. The finance leaders are meeting ahead of a summit to be held in central Japan. Baghdad's fortified international zone was calm but tense Saturday following Friday's violence by protesters who defied bullets and tear gas to storm the area. The city woke to the early morning sound of helicopters, most of them heading in and out of the highly secured section where Iraq's government buildings are located. Many of the demonstrators are followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He has come out in support of what he describes as the people's revolution against the government. Cyclone Roanu swept across the southeastern coast of Bangladesh on Saturday, forcing an estimated 500,000 people out of their homes. Tidal surges of up to 2 meters and floods killed at least 20 people. The cyclone weakened after making landfall, but authorities in Bangladesh said scores of villages already were submerged by floodwaters. VOA reporters in the area saw hundreds of homes destroyed or heavily damaged and thousands of trees uprooted by high winds and water. Electric service was disrupted over a wide area. The NATO-led military coalition in Afghanistan says a suicide bomber struck one of its vehicles north of Kabul Saturday, but caused no casualties. The attack occurred in Bagram District, which hosts the largest U.S. military air base in Afghanistan, about 55 kilometers from the Afghan capital. Earlier, a Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the suicide car bombing on a convoy of what he called invaders, a reference to the Islamist insurgency uses for U.S. and allied forces. And the second jewel of U.S. horse racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, is later Saturday in Baltimore, Maryland. Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist will look to build on his win 2 weeks ago in Churchill Downs. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.